Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. It is Thursday. Terrific Thursday. And this evening we're going to have a fun show. Stephanie Haynes gave us a call. She will not be with us to take us through part two of the healing of the wound. But don't be sad. She'll be with us on Sunday. You know, I'd like to say wake up, become aware, think, take action. Step into your greatness. Stay there and be sure to take others with you. And, of course, we don't do anything in life without appreciation. So I have so much appreciation to all of you out there, and especially to the person who woke me up. Now I'm waking you up, and together we're waking up the world. Appreciation to my LP, 112 Legacy Leaders Group, the best leaders in the universe, and of course my faith-based organization, keeping me focused on my mission and my humanistic vow. You know, we believe in tenacity, dedication, and focus here, and we're all victors. You know, this is graduation time, and it is busy, busy, busy. Finals are ending. Caps and gowns are getting ready to robe those wonderful students that have worked so hard out there. And appreciation to all the professors and teachers and instructors that are teaching the young adults and the older girls how to move further. You know, I, too, returned back to school. I walked a stage last year around this time. It's a bit relaxing for me, so I'm here to support others that are going through their excitement. But I reinvented myself, and people say, well, Linda, why did you go back to school? I said, well, I needed to learn as much as I could learn so that I could pass it on to my youth. You see, everything that we gain, all the knowledge that we have, we must pass it on to our young adults. You know, people say the youth is the future. No, the youth is the present. And anyone that's taking out time moving with heartfelt information, direction, care, compassion, and concern for the youth is in my family. And that's just the way that we do it here. You know, we're all victors. And a victor is one whose life shines with faith. Emerson once said, that which benefits us is cheerfulness and courage and the endeavor to realize our aspirations, to advance toward our dreams cheerfully, to courageously work toward achieving them. This is what gives sublime meaning to the value of our lives. So that's what we're all about here. We're waking up with Linda McShann. We have to switch it up every now and then. Well, we believe in being flexible, and everyone out there should be flexible in your life, too. Sometimes it might not go exactly the way that you want it to go, but always have an alternate plan. Always be ready for a change, and always be ready to teach others how to step into their greatness. So we're going to get started with one of my favorite songs. I'm trying to put a message out here, and we're just going to take it easy, going to our email requests that we have. We have a little Sade, Luther, Stevie coming for you, and then we're going to wrap it up because it is graduation time. There's events going out there. We are in demand, and we have to be there to support the youth. So this evening is going to be a short one, and then Sunday we will be back again. Let's relax down and get going.
Mm-hmm.
wanna tell you, baby, the changes I've been going through. Missing you, missing you. Oh, till you come back, baby, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
You said you'd be coming back this way again.
Started off with Luther. That was just like a message song out there. And you know, in life, we have to all do a stretch. If you don't know what stretch means, listen to Tina Turner. See, life is like up and down. You have to move around like a rubber band. Young adults out there, keep one thing in mind. Just because you're being delayed in an area does not mean defeat. You keep on pushing, pushing, pushing. You know, I had the opportunity to view Cat Williams' American Bad Boy movie premiere last week, and it is awesome. It is awesome. I love Cat Williams because he's the person that speaks the truth. You know, he reminds me of a real Texan. That's the way we do. That's, you know, you say what you have to say and let everybody else deal with it. You can only be true to yourself, and that is why he is one of my most favorite people, because he's honest and he's real. You don't find too many of those individuals in this world anymore, but it was a wonderful, wonderful event. A wonderful, wonderful cast, wonderful, wonderful crew, many, many, many people. And as I sat out and I looked at all the wonderful united love, I just saw all the way past the big picture. It's a bigger picture there. But I really saw, like, heartfelt concern, educators, teachers, persons that are growing the community, persons that are about the community. You know, I just saw a beautiful sea of love, and I was so appreciative to be there, to be a part of it, even though we didn't stay until the end. But, you know, show up, be there, you know, see special people, feel like a special person, and treat everybody special, and go to your next thing. You know, you don't have to hang around and close the shop down, but you must pay your respects and show your appreciation. But it was something to witness. So it is Cat Williams, Oba Baba Toonies, American Bad Boy. It's awesome. So I'm going to give you a little information on how to keep stretching here. I want you to listen to Miss Tina. This is my girl. This is how I live my life. Tina is my girl, and she's been rolling. She's going to keep rolling, and so am I.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. Where we do Proud Mary. Rolling
on the river.
Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And I was worrying about the way the thing might have been. Big wind.
Rolling
on a
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. See, there is nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything. If you dream,
That's right. We have to keep rolling out there, and we must always keep dreaming. You know, as I was a small child, as far back as I could remember, my grandmother was like a warm blanket. Her name, her first name was Choicey Lorena. And I used to sit in the living area. She would talk on the phone, and persons would be calling her from all over. And the only thing that I would remember her saying is, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. She was very encouraging, very, very soft. She was like a warm blanket. I tried to get some of those traits. Some of those traits I have, I'm still working on them. But whenever I walk and speak with young adults and I see the little disappointments, I let them know the same thing that she always shared with me. You can make the impossible possible, okay? And as we always say, what we concentrate on is what we bring up. So try to concentrate on great organizational skills, great goals, great determination, great people around you, positivity, not negativity. You know, don't always look at the dark side. Even though we all have a light and a dark side to us, and it's not ever going anywhere, you just have to know how to go in there and control it, okay? You must be aware of it and control it. And you be the decision maker of which one you gonna pull up. You pull it up when necessary, depending on the occasion, okay? But always keep in mind that it takes all of us to make this happen. It takes all of us to make this world go round. And I'm going to play this request from the Stylistics that Angie called from Newport, Alabama, and she wanted to hear the Stylistics, so here we go. That's right. It is the people that make the world go around. And young adults out there, you get around as many types of people that you possibly can. Just don't stay in your neighborhood. Get out. Take risk. Understand different cultures. Understand people. When you understand people, you will become a great survivor because we're all different. No one is the same. They come in different forms and flavors with different types of agendas. So you must get out there and learn as much as you can learn. Be around everything and everybody so you can determine the type of individual that you're going to be. But I'm going to share something with you that my grandmother again, shared with me. Never, ever trade your integrity for money, okay? Integrity is very, very important. It doesn't mean that you have to just like swivel up, but you must have some integrity about yourself because integrity will take you a long way. And when you have integrity and you know people, okay, you become a very, very, very wise individual and you become a great victor. As we always say out there on those campuses, don't be afraid of the dark. You are still held up by the stars. The light will carry us all over because we're happy, bright, and light. You see, there's a lot going on out here. We adults must take everything that we have learned, every ounce of knowledge, wisdom, awareness, and share with the young adults because they're missing it. They're seeking. They're missing it. I know times are changing. I know technology is in, but guess what? The basics never change. So if we can just teach them the basics, those that missed out, you'll see some great changes out there. So, again, we're going to go now into our request that's coming in. We're going to start with some Stevie. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann this evening, and that just does not mean get up out the bed. It means move those brain cells. Become aware. Take action, step into your greatness, and be sure to take others with you.
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, on the risk of knowing that my love may soon be gone. We can work it out. What you're saying, you can get it wrong and still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying, we can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out, we can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting my before too long. We can work it out. We can work it
try and go it. And know the love and beauty never known before. I'll leave it up to you to show it. And golden lady, golden lady, I'd like to go there.
Our email address is lmacnetwork@gmail.com. That's lmacnetwork@gmail.com. Email us. Let us know what you want to hear. We do take care of, and we are people of our word here. We're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. We're going to continue.
I never had sorrows never cause. Think I might as well get lost in my dreams.
Keep on turning.
always strive and climb that mountain. You know, it's said that when you run into a brick wall, you must be doing something right. Just keep on pushing because you know it's something good on the other side of that brick wall. So don't let anything stop you. Keep climbing no matter what. Obstacles out there are for your growth. You know, that's your training ground. If you don't go through hardships, then you don't learn the difference between good and bad. If everything stays even, you're not growing. So you must continue to grow. We're going to wrap this up with this request. And this is coming in from our Stevie Wonder section. Stevie Wonder's name was Stevlin Jucklin. If you call him that, he's going to turn around immediately. And this is a special request. I feel the same way, too. This is one of my favorite songs. So here we go.
Getting to be all that matters to me.
Movement. We're going to be back on Sunday. We'll have Mr. Robert Flores with Stride Soccer Academy. So parents, please listen in. And we'll also have Miss Stephanie Haynes that will be joining us with part two of the healing of the wound. Like I said, she's not with us this evening. She is a very busy lady. You know, we're getting ready to go out of here. Buy your ticket. You know what the cost is. Determination and a goal. Let's keep moving, keep smiling, and keeping it positive. And stay awake, please.
Ow! Ooh. I know of a lady, y'all, ain't nobody crying, no, ain't nobody worried, no, no, ain't no smiling. Somebody help me here.
I'll take you there.
Help me on.